how can you finally communicate with the opposite sex? We are talking to Denver-based consultant and seminar leader Claire Damkin-Brown. She's also the co-author of Code Switching, How to Talk So Men Will Listen. So, Claire, what are some ways that men and women can communicate better with one another?
Well, one of the ways is the concept, understanding the concept of code switching, which is actually the ability to use your knowledge of two or more cultures and switch between them to best communicate your message.
It's interesting that you call them cultures. Like, men have their own culture,
yes.
Women have their, we're our own culture, and we need to learn each other's cultures to kind of fit in.
And, you know, if you think about it as traveling in another country, when you go to another country, you learn some of the language, some of the customs, mm-hmm. and it helps you in your travels and shows, you know, your respect for the other culture or the host country. And code switching is like a travel guide, helping women understand how men like to communicate and provide some ideas on learning some of the differences so that women can start increasing their credibility in the workplace.
Okay, so let's say that I, as a woman, I need to approach a man and I need to have him listen. I want him to listen to something that I have to say. Obviously, there's a couple of different things. Like, first of all, I might just need him to listen, and another one, I might need him for some answers, right?
Yes, and one of the things, when a man asks you a question, it's easiest to say it in a sound bite. So just respond, be brief, say it in one word, and if he needs more information, then he'll ask you for more information.
Okay.
So this will avoid sometimes going on and on and him going off in a daze and just not listening at all.
Okay.
Other times, if you want him to specifically do something, then you can just say, hey, I need you to do something, so I'm going to need your help with this problem, and let it go like that. Or if you need, sometimes women are just talking to vent and unload what happened during the day, and if you need them to just listen, just say, hey, I just need you to listen. I don't need you to do anything. It would really be helpful if I knew you were just listening and heard what I was saying.
So you say that women should just pretty much be specific with the man at the beginning, before the conversation begins. So say, I just need you to listen to this story, or, hey, I need some feedback. Just kind of tell him what your expectation is.
Well, you know, I think you can tell him what your expectations are, and some men understand this better than others. So I'm kind of talking in generalizations, but some men will listen better, and what women often want is to have a man listen like a woman does.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean he's listening to not only the words but also the emotions and the frustrations mm-hmm. and the issues that are behind the words.
Mm-hmm.
Because often the man will just hear the words and start acting on it.
Right, just the facts.
Yes, and sometimes I refer to it as, is a good listener better than a good lover? And I'll tell you, no way. But it's looking at, is he a good listener? And what can he do to just focus on you and make you feel special that he is listening to not only the words, but all of your emotions that are wrapped up in those words?
Yeah, it's definitely very important for men to understand women and for women to understand men when it comes to communication. Claire Damkin-Brown, she's the co-author of Code Switching, How to Talk So Men Will Listen. Go to her website, codeswitching.biz, for the book. This is Your Time with Kim Iverson.